One of the favorite things, at least my favorite things with regard to Paul's writings, is that sometimes he waxes poetic. He has such zeal for God and for his hope as a child of God that there are times when his words almost reach that level of poetry. I'm going to give you two examples of that with regard to our hope. First one in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 50. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 50. Where he writes, "Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality." The other verse is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, the first four verses, on a very similar tone, very similar message. "We know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed with our habitation, which is from heaven. If indeed, having been clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we who are in this tent groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up in life." Both of those are beautiful expressions of the change that will come in the end. That is a change that we earnestly desire. It is a change that we earnestly desire for you, each and every one of us. If we seek God and will become obedient to Him, we'll have that opportunity in the end to put off what is mortal, what is corruptible, and put on that which is incorruptible, that which is eternal, in the presence of God for eternity. I want to offer an invitation at this time to those who are here in the hopes that you have that desire to put off this earthly tent and to be clothed in immortality in the presence of God. If that is the case, but there is something that is keeping you from that, then you need to make the change tonight. You may need to repent of your sins and pray God to forgive you of your sins. He's just to do that if you ask it. If you're not a child of God, it may be that you need to repent of your sins, confess Christ as Lord, and be baptized to have your sins washed away, that you may rise up as a new creature in Christ with that hope. Whatever your need may be this evening, we want to assist you in any way that we can. And so we offer this invitation call, and if anyone needs to come forward, we ask that you do so now while together we stand, while we sing the song.